This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Our old friend Don Eckers back on the Paracast. Now, for a time, his Dark Matters radio show was looking for a home, and he found it. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. We have Randall, J. Randall Murphy, joining us. And later, we may even hear from Chris O'Brien. Don, we're glad you're back in the game here, and we're going to raise a ruckus today. How's that?
Oh, that sounds great, because by God, I'm ready to raise one.
You sounded like that, just a brief pre-show conversation. He is already ready to do things that you don't want to hear about. Now, he did write something in our forums at forum.thepowercast.com. about the fate of a certain individual that we all know about who's pulled some pretty unfortunate stunts. And we'll go back here.
I think the right term is criminal.
That's to that too. Okay. So we go back to the May 23rd, 2006 episode of the Paracast. We're kind of getting our legs on the show, trying out different guests, and some, you know, are pretty credible. Some are wacky. And one of the wackiest people we had on the show was a guy named Sean David Morton. And he made all sorts of claims of knowing people. Forget about the other stuff he was doing, which we'll get into in a moment. But in the early days, we asked him a bunch of questions, and he answered those questions. Unfortunately, the big problem there is that his answers tended to be lies. And I mean, we'd think that somebody who was supposedly an intelligent guy would realize we check him. We check up on what he said, not just put him on the air, have him say any wacky thing he wanted to say, and accept it. How did you encounter first Sean David Morton, Ron?
Many, many years ago, through the auspices of UFO Magazine, he was then really pushing himself onto the UFO stage, and I'm talking about the very late 1980s, the very early 1990s. His first claim to fame, as far as I was concerned, involved the Bob Lazar story and Area 51. And our buddy Jordan Knapp had broken those stories on television. And before you knew it, they literally were spanning the globe. A lot of people were trying to grab a piece of that story, and Sean David Morton was one of them. And he ended up taking people out to the desert near where the base is, the Area 51 base, and he wanted to show them UFOs, and unfortunately, practically all the UFOs that he ended up showing them were, in fact, aircraft flying into the base. The guy was then coming out with some amazing stories as a little bit of time went by, how his father had introduced him to the astronaut corps, how he found out through covert means that the United States of America had a secret space program. We had covert secret bases on the moon, on Mars. And I mean, Gene, he really took this for all it was worth. And then, lest I forget, somewhere along the line, he became one of the United States of America's premier psychics. And people like Art Bell would bring this fraud on the air and just let him spew nonsense practically nonstop.
America's foremost ufologist. That's how he used to...
hey, Chris, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, Don. That's how he used to tout himself. I remember, God, I don't think it was UFO Magazine. It was probably one of Beckley's rags. There was an ad for tours to go out to Area 51. And your guide is the world's foremost ufologist.
Well, yeah, back in those days, Chris, I got to admit that our old buddy Tim Beckley would sure bring on some, how can I be really genteel and polite, questionable figures. And Sean David Morton was definitely one of those questionable figures. Other questionable figures he would bring on were people like Milton, William, Bill Cooper. But, hey, Tim was doing his thing, and there it was.
Well, you see, the thing is here, Tim looked at publishing as a way to make money, and if an author seemed to have the potential of selling books, he'd forget whether he accepted the person's theories. He'd look at the sales potential, which, you know, nothing wrong with making a buck, but you have to question that.
Oh, exactly. If you have no standards, if you have no ethics, I'm sure he looked at it and he said, why not?
Well, and this is the thing, too. I would have liked to have you and Tim together on the show. We had Tim on a couple of weeks ago and last week on After the Powercast. But let's leave that aside and let's cut to the chase for Sean David Morton. Now, he got himself in legal trouble, not because he leads people on trips somewhere or makes wacky claims or claims to know people he does not know. He did something that got him the attention of the law enforcement authorities, and they went after him.
Yeah, like taking $6 million from people who believed he was a psychic stock prognosticator. That was one of the things.
And then he turned around, and initially he got away. Him and his wife, Melissa, got away with it. And I mean, right here, what I'm about to say proves to me, my standards, that the man is insane. He took the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, for $500,000. Now, if you're going to steal $500,000, ladies and gentlemen, as a former police officer and detective, let me tell you, you don't want to scam the IRS because they have a long reach. They have people everywhere, and you're just simply putting a great big red target on your back, and the IRS went looking for Sean.
I think if he's going to steal $500,000 from somebody, there are so many other places where he could get it and maybe not get caught, although I don't know how those things work. Maybe not get caught. But you go after place where you're bound to trip up and get found out?
Well, you know, I have, when I was a cop, I have looked for people that skipped out, okay, had gone to court, been found guilty, released on their own recognizance while they are setting up the date for the sentencing, whatever that might be. And some people said, screw this, man. I'm not sticking around to see how bad they're going to nail me and take off. Well, unfortunately for Morton, he was arrested. He was taken to court under federal statute. He was found guilty. Okay. And they were going to sentence him, and the day that he was to go back to court to be sentenced, it was roughly a couple of months ago, 2 months ago, he split. Now, okay, that much I can understand. I can understand why he would not want to face the consequences of his illegal activities.
Let's proceed on next segment. We'll find out more of the story of the downfall of Sean David Morton and more. We're kind of catching up here with Don Ecker, J. Randall Murphy, Gene and Chris, you're in.
The Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we're hearing about the downfall of Sean David Morton. Don Ecker, please proceed.
Well, the day of his sentencing, he was supposed to show up in court, and unfortunately for the court, not necessarily for Sean, he decided to skip. Well, if you're going to skip out and you're going to have federal marshals, the FBI, every law enforcement agency potentially in the United States on the lookout for you. Everybody except, well, maybe not the Girl Scouts of America, but everybody else. Yeah, make yourself scarce. But not our boy Sean. Oh, no. A couple of weeks back, or a week or so, I forget exactly what the date was, somebody in the paranormal talk radio field ended up doing an interview with Sean while he was on The Lam. As soon as I heard that, I started laughing my tail end off. I thought this moron, he is a moron, but I thought he was smarter than that. And basically, he was thumbing his nose at every federal cop in the United States. And sure as God made little green apples, they nailed him and his wife this past Monday. Now, his wife was not in custody at the time. She was out on her own recognizance until her sentencing was to take place. But part of her parole, if you will, was that she was to have absolutely no contact through computers, cell phones, or any other way with Sean David. I mean, he's on the lam. Well, apparently she did. So the day that they nabbed Sean, they also scooped her up. And I got a feeling that Sean had 85 months that he was potentially looking at before he went on the lam. They're going to tack a few more years on him just because of this stupid stunt he just pulled.
What is he, a guy in his 50s or something? I'm thinking of how many years, if he has to spend, you know, 15, 20 years in a slammer. You know, that's it for him.
He's going to be looking at false teeth, no hair. His life is not really going to be that great once he gets out, providing, of course, he gets out. There's no telling. The guy is a con man. So, you know, just because I have some small experience with some of these people in jail, he could get in there and start pulling a con on some of the wrong people inside. And he could end up in a real sticky wicket, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I bet you the inmates are going to be lining up for the latest jailbait coming in.
Come on, Sean, let's go to the showers. I've got the soap. Oh, my God.
They may put him in a maximum security in with some pretty bad people because of the stunt that he pulled. Usually, it's crimes like that, they go minimum security or medium security, but it's a combination of that. Plus, during the trial, he evidently exercised his right to represent himself.
And
what do they say? Only a fool would have himself as a client. Evidently, he was one of the things that really upset the judge in the case was he was filing all these frivolous motions. He's done everything that you can possibly do to really get the book thrown at you because of the way you're handling yourself after being arrested and arraigned. To me, it's just smacks of someone that lives in some weird delusional reality, because a normal sane person would be doing the exact opposite. They'd be trying to be as cooperative and as non-abrasive as possible in this kind of a situation, at least I would think.
I would be groveling before the IRS if I were him. I'd say, oh, my heavens, I'm sorry. I didn't realize what I was doing. You know, I'm just crazy. Crazy? Yeah, crazy about all that money. So,
yeah.
You know, it was very funny here about Morton. I was talking at one time with a fellow talk show host over at GCN. And we talked about maybe exchanging guest host spots. And I learned that this particular person, I won't mention their name, believed Morton was telling the truth. This is not that many years ago. And I had to acquaint that person with the UFOWatchdog.com blog and site and all this background information. So as much as we had all been railing against people like him, the word doesn't always get out.
to the right people. You know, it's like you expose a UFO hoax, and guess what? It's not exposed.
No.
That's been true throughout the entire history of UFO so-called research. Gene, you know that, for God's sake.
Right. So-called research. That's our problem.
Just recently, I think the Bob White artifact has surfaced again, and they're still claiming that that's some kind of legitimate artifact when it's been pretty thoroughly debunked already.
Well, and some of these personalities, too. I happened to check out the UFO Congress lineup to see what speakers they had lined up, and they already have Don Schmidt up there, you know, like nothing happened with the Roswell mummy. And it's just these people, like, using Don's analogy, they're like Dracula, but it doesn't matter how many times you stick a stake in them, they keep coming back.
You want to hear a funny one? And this, you guys will appreciate this. I mean, God knows I appreciate it. I can barely believe it, but I appreciate it. You all will remember a few years ago when Cal K. Korf was imploding and exploding all over the internet. Back in 2007, 2008, 2009, when he was running around claiming he was a colonel in the Israeli-founded Special Secret Services, he had a spot on Rob McConnell's X-Zone every week. When he was in Prague, Czechoslovakia, he would have a time where he didn't have a phone, so he would go to a phone booth that had been pre-selected. Rob McConnell would call him up in the phone booth, and Cal Korf would have a spot on McConnell's show where he would talk about all kinds of crazy nonsense, all right? Not the least of which when he was out hunting for A-bombs in the Iraqi desert and, you know, his special secret services were going to, you know, get all these UFO frauds like Ray Santilli, and Cal was going to go put the handcuffs on them himself. I mean, this stuff was actually going out over the air with McConnell. And he was getting away with it until he referred to Kevin Randall. Okay, and we all know Kevin. Been a long, long time researcher, very well known and pretty highly regarded in the field of research. He claimed that he wanted to have a debate with Randall.
We got more to come. Don Ecker, Randall Murphy, Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so we have Calcorf, and this is where somehow Kevin Randall gets pushed into this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, Randall at the time had been a captain, military rank captain. He was promoted to major. And back in the day, his research partner, Donald Schmidt, were considered some of the premier researchers on the Roswell incident. Of course, we can't forget the Stanton Friedman, but, you know, Randall and Schmidt were right there at the very top of the heap. So, Korff claimed he wanted to debate Randall. This all was being announced by Rob McConnell, and unfortunately, for whatever reason, nobody bothered to tell Randall about it. So, obviously, Randall never showed up. Well, then Korff began running around calling Randall a coward. He was too cowardly to debate Cal. Now, of course, this was nonsense. But with that being said, when Randall found out about it, he was rightly outraged. And he said, well, I'm sure I'll debate him any day of the week. Well, McConnell set up another debate. At the literally the last moment, Korff didn't show up. He later told McConnell, the reason he didn't show up is that an emergency came up and his Israeli-founded special secret services were on a mission, and he had to go on the mission. I mean, this, you can't make this stuff up. So McConnell finally, and he was feeling a lot of heat from a lot of people on the web. I mean, this guy Korff had done some very, very despicable things. Gene, your former co-host, David Biedney, was one of the people that was targeted by Corf.
The problem with David is he got so hot under the collar. I think he almost threatened Corf at one time.
I can't blame Biedney for that.
Right. But you don't do that. You don't do that just because somebody is a jerk or stupid.
Sure. I mean, in a perfect world, you don't. Okay? But there are those times when things become very heated, either through your own fault or through somebody else's fault. Corf tried to hit Biedney in the wallet, all right? He tried to have him expelled from an Apple forum up in San Francisco where Biedney was going to speak. Now, Royce Myers III, the guy that has the UFO watchdog, Corf was really getting angry at the heat that Myers was shining on Corf for some of his outrageous conduct, not to mention the lies that Corf was running around spewing. Corf called his job. Now, here's a man that's married. He's got a family, kids. Corf tried to get him fired. He did all this from Prague. And, of course, he basically was untouchable. Now, on Dark Matters Radio, when I was doing it on CyberStation USA, I finally had my fill of it because he had also gone after me. Now, okay, I'm a big boy, and if you're in this field, you better develop a thick skin. And he started pulling some of this malarkey on me, so I said, fine. Okay, you wanna have a little debate? So I went after him to get him. Now, he at the time was billing himself as a skeptic, well, basically a debunker. I tried to get him to come on my show, and he refused to even acknowledge the invitations. But then when it got hot, and I ended up doing a show where I just drug him through the swamp, okay? I had a number of people on that he had pulled this malarkey with, including Biedney, Randall, a woman who Corf had threatened and then threatened her 16-year-old daughter. And I just brought it out for the whole world to see. Okay, so what does he do? He goes and he stole the identity of an actual lawyer here in the state of California. He sent me this phony letter. I still have it. And he sent one to my network in the guise of this lawyer threatening to sue if they didn't fire me.
Now, we have to be careful. On the other hand, it's possible that Corf will go after my network next. But then I could just call up Alex Jones. If you think we can be pretty tough on people, Alex Jones is in his own way pretty far out there.
So let me get to the good part of this story.
Yeah.
This is the good part of the story. So, Rob McConnell, at some point during all this process, finally had his fill of Corf, and he got rid of him. He dropped his Cal Corf spot on his weekly show. And, of course, Cal Corf, being Cal Corf, went off his rocker. And in the meantime, McConnell got in some, and now this is airing a little dirty laundry, but hey, it was public, got into some kind of physical confrontation with his wife, and she thumped him good, left black eyes and everything else. There were some pictures in the local news media taken of McConnell's face. Okay, Corf got his hands on these photographs, and he was so enraged at McConnell getting rid of him that he went on a rampage doing everything he could do to embarrass and humiliate Rob McConnell. Now, that was several years ago. In the meantime, Kevin Randall, once again back into the forefront, gets a show, a weekly program on Rob McConnell's X-Zone. And in the last 2 weeks, out of the blue, Rob McConnell and Cal Corf kiss, huggy-huggy, kissy-kissy, make up, And Cal Corf once again has a spot on Rob McConnell's X Zone. So I called Randall up and I said, hey, pal, I said, I got a question for you. Did you know that McConnell's bringing back Cal Corf? Yeah. And I waited. And I waited. And I finally I said, well, what are you going to do about it? Well, at this point, nothing. And I'm thinking, Kevin, my God, did you forget? So, you know, this is why Gene, Chris, and everybody, that this field is as screwed up as it is because no one, or very few, I should say, are willing to take a stand, draw a line, and say this far and absolutely no further.
Now, so, you know, it may well be, Don, that McConnell felt that maybe Cal Corf is good for ratings, and there's a commercial connection there. Because I don't know, what does this guy even have to say anymore? He did write one real book, as I recall.
And most of it, I might add, was plagiarized.
Oh, was it? Tell me more.
Oh, my God. The Billy Meyer thing? Now, yeah, okay. He did supposedly go undercover at Meyer's compound, you know, with real long hair, a beard, blah, blah, blah. He was Steve, okay, from, I don't know, somewhere out west. He wanted to check out the Billy Meyer thing. By that time, a lot of people had written a lot of exposés. And like just about everything Corf ever wrote, he cut, copied, and pasted the majority of it. I didn't mention the other crazy thing about our boy Calvin.
Before we do that, we're going to have to do our break here. And
another
let's just
one?
Prepare our... Oh,
another
know, this,
break?
This is commercial radio, my friend. And commercial radio means commercials. And so we have to do breaks. We have Don Ecker, whose Dark Matters radio show is back on the air. We have our special guest co-hosts, J. Randall Murphy. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Okay, Don Ecker, we're talking about the... I was going to say something about CalCorf, but of course this is commercial radio. So I am prevented from doing it. But before we talk about anything else, I got to talk to you about After the Paracast. Now, last week, speaking of Tim Beckley joined us last week on After the Paracast, and Randall was with us, and we had fun with Beckley because he's a wacky guy. And it's one of those exclusive things we offer on After the Paracast, which is only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.plus.theparacast.com for more info. Special premiums gifts for long-term subscriptions, but you can start at just $1.49 a week. You also get, speaking of commercials, the commercial-free version of this show. All the network commercials are gone history. Plus.theparacast.com. Don Ecker, let us continue.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something that I almost let pass in passing about our boy CalCorf. Back in his heyday, which was roughly 10 years ago, 8-10 years ago, some of the crazy tales he was coming out with worldwide, I might add, worldwide to the tune of even the James Randi Foundation was taking a very critical look at him because he had been in their camp, they thought, as a debunker and a skeptic, and even the massive website above Top Secret took a very, very critical eye at Korf. But he was coming out with stories like being a captain that was promoted to colonel in the Special Secret Services, Israeli founded. Now, he was claiming at that time that a Saudi Arabian sheikh had given him $25 million to finance this. And book publishers like Prometheus had given him a contract for a series of... Are you ready for this number? This is sweet.
We... of course, talk about prolific authors like the late Isaac Asimov or someone like Brad Steiger, who's done 160 or 170 books. And that's over lifetimes. But what kind of deal did Prometheus allegedly give to CalCorf? Somebody with no record of being a major, major seller of books.
Korf was claiming a contract where he was going to write and have published 500 books.
That's only in the first weekend.
Yeah, well, here's the funny part. He was claiming for years now that, you know, he had a series of books that was just on the cusp, and this is for years he's been claiming this, just on the cusp of being published, a whole series dealing with international terrorism and UFO frauds. Okay, now...
The book about UFO frauds, would that include one gigantic mirror?
I can't say. I don't know. But, you know, the man is obviously, you know, and has been a resident of Looney Tunesville for a very, very long time. So let's finish up on this guy, because I got to tell you, I feel already I have to go in and take a shower now. But, you know, he was living in Czechoslovakia in Prague until he ripped off a Czech humanitarian, a guy that had endured the communist regimes there. And after the communist collapsed, okay, this guy went out and he, from all accounts, and I talked to a number of people over there when I was doing my expose on Korf. I talked to a number of people that told me that this gentleman, his name is Sedlak. This gentleman is universally loved and respected over there. Korf somehow weaseled his way into this man's organization. As I found out, originally, he was hired to teach these employees of Mr. Sedlak English. But Korf, back in the day, was spouting all over the internet, and I'm talking about worldwide, he was hired as a CEO. And he even managed to get a photograph of him signing documents, which in actuality were to teach these employees English, as proof that he was now the CEO of this guy's business empire. Well, so Korf is an Apple Macintosh fanatic, always has been. And he had a scam going where he was going to provide free iPads to various people around the globe. Now, he even on Rob McConnell's show told McConnell that he was going to send him one of these iPads, and he ultimately ended up, he did send one to McConnell. Now, here was the problem. He went down to a major electronics store in Prague. I know which one it was. I don't think I have to even mention it here.
Doesn't matter.
But he scammed them out of about, well, somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 worth of electronic equipment, and he ended up billing it. Okay, this was stuff for his benefit. He billed it to this humanitarian's company. Now, when the bill came due, and the people at the electronics store did not get paid, okay, they contacted this firm up, and they told him, well, we don't have a clue what you're talking about. We didn't order or buy any electronic equipment from you all. And the Czech police got involved, and Korf, being the kind of weasel that he is, ended up going to his mom back in the States, okay, to end up paying for these things. Now, when McConnell got his iPad, and I'm not an Apple user, so I don't know how it works, but it's my understanding, in order to get these things running, you've got to call up Apple, or somehow you have to...
No, it's not that. It's not that way. What you normally do is you activate it, but you can activate it online. You can activate it on a Mac or a PC. It's not a... like a major process.
When McConnell tried to activate his, they got back to him and told him it was stolen.
Exactly, okay. Because what happens is Apple records the serial numbers. They're not stealing your data. But obviously, if they know the serial number of something that's been stolen, is
that's another reason I can't understand why McConnell would bring this maniac back on his network. But hey, by their fruits ye shall know them.
So, all right, but I'm just worried here about Kevin Randall. He's a pretty straight arrow kind of guy. So is he just caught in the middle of this or what?
You'd have to ask him. I don't know. I'm not going to speak for him. I have no idea what. You know, like I said, I called him up when I discovered this, and he was pretty noncommittal about all of it, and I have seen or heard nothing from him since. So, the ball is in his court. He's going to have to make a decision.
Why not try to get McConnell on? I mean, we've had other show hosts on, like yourself, Don, and Erica Lukes, and why not? See if McConnell will come on the Paracast and talk about it.
Early on, I think he was on briefly with our original co-host, where he was interviewed at some particular event. But since then, I don't think there's been any conversation one way or the other, especially because I didn't do it as much. But that former co-host ragged on McConnell's something fierce. So I don't think he'd be inclined to do that. I just say, as you say, let's judge him by what he does. And if he thinks bringing that character back is a benefit, then you have to think, why should I listen to this guy's radio shows if he doesn't have the respect for truth and honesty? Let's go to other subjects when we get back, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we're giving too much publicity to Cal Korf. We have
Sean David Morton.
Oh, please. We have Don Ecker, Randall Murphy, Gene and Chris, and our entire crew will be back this week on After the Paracast, which is part of the Paracast Plus. Don't miss it. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.